If you enjoy our hymn studies, be sure to check out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions. Praise and Honor contains a devotional for each stanza from hymns like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, We Praise and Acknowledge You, O God, and more. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions.
Planned Parenthood agreed that the words on the video were the actual words of the Planned Parenthood personnel. They agreed to that statement. You remember in public they've been saying, oh, deceptively edited. When push came to shove in court where you need evidence, they meekly conceded that, yes, we said all those words.
If you want a divorce for any reason or no reason, you will always get what you want. You will always get divorced. And you can't think of any other civil dispute where you walk into court and you know in advance which side is going to win.
Many pastors who get in trouble have not been able to get the visitation thing going. And it's so vital. It's so parallel to what our Lord did, what St. Paul did, what pastors in the New Testament do.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
There in 2 Samuel chapter 4, it's kind of an obscure Bible story. Story about Jonathan, the son of Saul, who had a son himself who was crippled in his feet when fleeing upon the news of the death of Saul and Jonathan. The nurse took him up and fled, and as she fled in her haste, he fell and became lame. It's not the last we're going to hear from this son of Jonathan. Mephibosheth, long, difficult name to pronounce, but why is this story of David, King David's later kindness, included in the Bible for us to learn, for our children to learn? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker here in the first half hour of the program. A little later, Pastor Ted Geese gives us the first of two movie reviews today. The first one is Frozen 2. Bill McKeever joins us after that to talk about a Salt Lake Tribune story about the history of polygamy in Mormonism. Cheryl Magnus is alongside. We'll discuss the origins of Thanksgiving, and then the second of those movie reviews with Pastor Ted Geese, the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a biopic of Fred Rogers. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on David's kindness to Jonathan's son in 2 Samuel 4 and 9, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
This is a less well-known story from the Old Testament. Why is it important for us to know the story of David's kindness?
I had some fun today in talking to people saying that, yes, I'll be doing the Sunday school lesson on Mephibosheth. And they said, who? And I hardly ran into anybody who knew who this person was. The Sunday school lesson from Concordia tells us to look at 2 Samuel 4:4, which talks about how he became lame, and 2 Samuel 9:1-13. I think that the most important verse is in 2 Samuel 9, verse 8. After David invites Mephibosheth to actually come in to his palace and eat at his table, making him a member of the family, here is how he replied. He paid homage to David, but then he said, what is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I? Now, see, in that culture, if you were a man and unable to fight in the army, and of course he could not because he was lame in both legs, he was unable to walk, this kind of is almost perfect for Sunday school children. Depending on their age, we're hearing that a lot of children really think that they're alone, that people don't show them proper respect, that they don't have much to do in this life. And you can see that a number of them are leaving the church. And so you would consider that many of them think like this man Mephibosheth thought, I'm kind of a dead dog. What are you doing to me, David? And I'll tell you, there is plenty to teach here in reaction to the entire Bible and what Jesus has done for us in this story that I think was most appropriate, particularly for children who feel alone in the world.
Is the story essentially, even though it doesn't come out and say it, essentially the story of David adopting this son of his longtime friend, Jonathan, and bringing him into his house? I mean, is that what is implied here by "you will eat at my table always"?
Yes. Verse 7, the end of it says, "and you shall eat at my table always," as you quoted, is something that we also know from the time of Jesus. Jesus would eat not only with his disciples, of course they were his friends, but he also would eat with tax collectors and prostitutes. And you see, that just wasn't done in the day of Jesus and in the day of David, because when you invited someone to eat with you, you were considering them as really close friends or part of your family. And of course, Saul had tried to kill David. Jonathan was Saul's son, and Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son. So you would think that David wouldn't want to have anything to do with him, but he had a really close relationship with Jonathan. And the text begins with David wondering, is there anybody left from the family of Jonathan at all? And in order to find that out, he wanted to, in a sense, thank Jonathan for his friendship, his courage, and his integrity in order to, perhaps with this son that he found out about, he would restore the things of his father Jonathan, namely his land, and also the land of Saul. And therefore, he would also show him great respect by having him eat at my table always. When I go into McDonald's, I don't look around and say, hey, I'm not eating here. I don't see any Lutherans, and walk out. No, you go into McDonald's, it doesn't matter if they're Roman Catholic, a Baptist, Mormon, Muslim. Nobody asks what your religion is as to the grounds as to whether you can eat, but that was not the case back in the days of David and Jesus. So to say you can eat at my table, that was making an equality almost between David and Jonathan's son. And of course, many people were mighty surprised.
So tell us briefly the story of David and Jonathan's son.
Yes. We first of all need to go back, as the CPH material does, to 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. And it's a short verse. Jonathan, the son of Saul, had a son who was crippled in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. Now, the news was that both of them had been killed in battle, and therefore both the grandfather and the father of this son crippled in his feet had been killed. And it says that when that news was heard, his nurse took him and fled. But she fled in great haste. She fell, and of course he fell, and became lame. And then they say, and his name was Mephibosheth. Now, I didn't know what Mephibosheth means, but in the original Hebrew, it means exterminating the idol. So that was part of the task that Jonathan thought he and his father Saul had in exterminating the idols from the land of Canaan. And so he named his son after that mission task. Then the lesson skips over to 2 Samuel chapter 9. David has really taken care of a lot of the problems he had in the land of Canaan. He had many victories, as chapter 8 talks about. So, he's thinking about, after these victories, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And he was, of course, the son of Saul. It just so happens there was a servant of the house of Saul. His name was Ziba, Z-I-B-A. And they called him to David. And then David said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "I am your servant." And the king said, "Is there still not someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, at Lodabar." Now that's where the nurse had taken Jonathan when they fled, and he was raised in the house of Machir. But David sent for him, brought him from that house, and the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David. And when he saw King David, he fell on his face and paid homage to him. That is great respect. David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." David could understand that the man might fear, because remember, in those days, people were kind of theologians of self-glory, trying to figure out, how does God regard me, by looking at their experience, looking at their life. Now, here is a man who could not walk, so obviously he would be in the lower caste of people. And wondering, why did David call me? Is he going to get even with me for what Saul had tried to do, my grandfather? David immediately says, and we hear this, the angel Gabriel at times, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And by doing that, he was making Mephibosheth part of his family. And it's then that he says, "What is your servant that you should regard for a dead dog such as I?" And then the rest of the passage goes on, where David tells Ziba, Saul's servant, "All that belonged to Saul and to his house I have given to your master's grandson." And he tells Ziba that you're going to till the land for him, bring him the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But he also will be eating at my table. And Ziba was very happy with that, because he had 15 sons and 20 servants, and agreed with David that he would do those things. What we want to do, though, is talk about how important this is during this particular week of Thanksgiving. That's a theme I'd like to talk about.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on David's kindness to Jonathan's son in 2 Samuel chapters 4 and 9. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH Music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Why do the Lutheran confessions quote the ancient church fathers? Find out in Pastor Will Whedon's column, Why We Bother with the Fathers, in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Professor Adam Kuntz details his journey from the Book of Common Prayer to the Book of Concord. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Sanctifying your child rearing with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Ed Crusom offers Bible-based, Christ-focused Christmas ornaments in various sizes for church and home. Use our Jesse Tree collection to teach your children this Advent and see our new premium ornaments, a crucifixion tableau, angel and shepherds, the Holy Family, Epiphany, and much more. Visit adcrusom.com for unique and theologically sound greeting cards, jewelry, gifts, churchwares, banners, certificates, and housewares. That's adcrusom.com.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Pastor Tom Baker, teaching a Sunday school lesson on David's kindness to Jonathan's son. Tom, you wanted to make a connection between this Old Testament account and the observance of a day of Thanksgiving.
The fact of the matter is that, as I was saying earlier, there are young people who just feel alone. They're not being respected. They're kind of alienated from the church. And many of them may even consider themselves like dead dogs in the eyes of adults, etc., just like Mephibosheth did. Well, that's kind of interesting because we kind of can make that confession, namely when we say, I'm a poor, miserable sinner, deserving nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. We also consider ourselves to be kind of dead in regard to saving ourselves. It is impossible to do any good work to save ourselves. Now, during Thanksgiving, we give thanks. And what I was suggesting, I preached at the International Center today, I was suggesting you ask people what they're thankful for during the year 2019. And you go around the table before you have the meal. And then you listen carefully and see if anybody is thankful for any kind of suffering that they had. And you'll hardly ever hear that. We're always thankful for things that we really enjoy, things that give us comfort and contentment. But you see, we are like Mephibosheth in this sense, that just as David invited him to dine at his table, and as you made the point, Todd, he was inviting him to actually become a member of the family, God invites us to become part of his family and dine at his table. The word thanksgiving in the Greek is Eucharistia, which also is translated in English as Eucharist, referring to the supper of our Lord, where Jesus says, and giving thanks, he said, take, eat, this is my body, take, is my blood. We are invited to become part of his family and dine at his table. A really important point that also brought out by the CPH Enduring Faith. And that, I think, is tremendous. Because what are you going to say to the children in Sunday school who are unable to have the Lord's Supper until confirmation? they also have been invited to be at the table of the Lord through baptism. And so, regardless how we think of ourselves, even in an honesty that we are poor, miserable sinners, we have a God who so loves us as David loved Mephibosheth because he was the son of Jonathan, that Jesus Christ loves us because we were created also by him, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. He loves us so much that he went to the cross in order to pay for our sins so that we might become part of his family through the waters of baptism and through the Lord's Supper. And so it's important to get across to the Sunday school children that we are a lot like this Mephibosheth in the sense that we sometimes don't think very well of ourselves. But God thinks so highly of us that he's willing to die for our sins and give us a wonderful home with him, which is in the holy Christian church here on earth, after our death in the interim, and after judgment day in heavenly splendor forever and ever with all the angels, archangels, and the whole company of heaven. That's what comes out of this story about this individual named Mephibosheth.
With about 30 seconds here, the simple law and gospel for the children.
Yes, the simple law is, as we look and are thankful for all that we have, we often think that God is the giver of all our good things. Had he not given us legs to stand on and other things, we wouldn't have anything. So God is the one who becomes the principal whom we are thanking on this Thanksgiving Day, even when things go wrong in our lives, where, like Mephibosheth, we're even unable to walk. God has a purpose for that, and he's working it out for our good. That's his promise.
Enduring Faith is the new Sunday school curriculum from Concordia Publishing House. They'll send you your free sample. Call 1-800-325-3040 or learn more about Enduring Faith on the Talk On Demand Archives page at issuesetc.org. Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, thank you.
And thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, we're going to do the first of two movie reviews on this Tuesday afternoon with Pastor Ted Geese. We'll be reviewing Frozen 2. It's a children's movie, but Pastor Geese says, remember, it's made by adults, so we always watch with caution. Stay tuned.
It's so easy to talk about Jesus. Deliver him. Give him. I tell you, in the stead and by the command of Christ, I'm preaching it to your ears right now. You're forgiven here and now. If you're saying anything short of that, shame on you.
Pastor Matt Harrison speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Through faith, our sins become not ours, but Christ's, upon whom God laid the sins of us all and who bore our sins. All the righteousness of Christ in turn becomes ours. It is well with us. He, the Savior, blessed forever, spreads this garment and covers us. Amen.
You can listen to President Harrison's presentation, Making the Case for Being Joyfully Lutheran, on a recording from our 2019 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you along with a recording of 15 Advent and Christmas hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir for a year-end tax-deductible donation of $300. Find out more and order at issuesetc.org.
If you're looking for a good Lutheran church in Scarsdale, New York, one that has sound teaching based on the Word of God and takes pride in the confessions, look no further than Trinity Lutheran Church in Scarsdale, New York, where every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. we have Bible study and Sunday school, followed by the service at 10. Again, good liturgical confessional worship by the grace of God. Find us at trinityscarsdale.org.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.